Here's Dave Andrzejczyk. I want to get to him.
Great.
And we'll loop back to that because I think there's some interesting points there.
Andrzejczyk is responsible for how good Tampa's playing.
You're going to the
right, Dave?
You're going to the Hockey Hall of Fame,
Doug,
and you're being upstaged.
I knew why I liked you, Doug. I know why I liked you now.
You're being upstaged by the team, and you're going into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Like, how nice is that? Tell those guys to back off.
Okay. I'm all good with that. I'm all good with that. Pretty impressive, isn't it, guys? Watch him play.
You know, Dave, you were on this show a year ago, and I remember asking you, tell us about whether Victor Hedman should be in the Norris conversation, and you went on for 8 minutes about what a horse he was. He hasn't dropped off much.
And he's still... No, he hasn't dropped off. I mean, offensively, I don't think his numbers are where he probably wants them.
Yeah.
I don't think the team really cares, to be honest with you, because they're getting scoring up front. I think you're going to see him get better offensively as the year goes on. But, you know, the way that John Cooper's got his lineup with this 11-7, and you still got Hedman playing 25 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, you know, a year ago, this kid's a horse. He loves the game. He wants to be, you know, he wants to be the man, and he's shown it so far. It's been fun to watch.
Just one thing, Shanny, before you jump in. I remember sitting in the stands in Tampa. Darren was with us, and this kid was taking unbelievable heat from the fans, the media, early on. I mean, it took him a few years to
just 5 years ago, though.
To get it going, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. I mean, he's a 18-year-old kid coming from Sweden. Hardest, you know, the hardest position to play in hockey as a young guy, right? A defense. It took him some time, no doubt. Had a concussion issue early in his career. Thank God that hasn't come back. But you know, I just think I think Rick Bowness has done an unbelievable job with him on, you know, teaching this kid, you know, the right way to play. And he's just getting better and better every year. And I think now, I mean, we're talking about him being a veteran in the league, but he's just, you know, and his compete level, right? His compete and his will. I mean, that's something you can't teach, but he's got all the tools. That's for sure.
So Dave, my NHL guide of 2004, 2005 that never got used. you're on the front cover of it, holding the Stanley Cup. You are the man who took it from Gary Bettman. Can you compare that moment to what you're going through this weekend?
I guess it's a longer grind to get to that point, but at the same time,
this is about 35 years. This grind, Dave. This grind is about 35 years. Do I remind you of that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's you know, the closer and closer it's getting, the more and more that, you know, I'm realizing how big it is. You know, you get the call a few months ago and you look at it and, you know, okay, great. You know, it's been a while. I'm really happy. Everybody calling you. Then the Hall of Fame comes walking in to your building and then it becomes real. Mm-hmm. And now it's even realer and bigger that I'm here in Toronto. You know, family and friends are flying in, and it's, you know, wow. What can I say? It's very, very humbling.
When you do your speech, it must be on. You know, when Shanny says 35 years, and you're doing your speech, I know how challenging it must be to get everybody's name in there, but I know there's one guy really wants his name mentioned, and that's Lindy Ruff. If you could squeeze it in there any which way.
Yeah. I might squeeze it in, yeah. I might squeeze Lindy in for sure. My first few years in Buffalo and then, you know, going back as a coach, having him as my coach for sure, yeah. Listen, guys. Remember,
try to be positive about it, though.
Yeah, true. But I got 5 minutes. And, you know, they've been very adamant about making sure that, you know, you got 5 minutes to cover 23 years or, as you say, 35 years of hockey, right? So going to be tough. And as one of my buddies said, you don't have to say anything. Everybody knows already. You don't have to thank anybody. We all know. So that makes me feel a lot better.
Do you actually time it out beforehand, or do you just have a rough estimate?
I have not even done the speech, guys. I haven't even wrote the speech. I wrote down names. is all I've written down right now. Is I wrote down names that I want to make sure that there are mentioned. You know, the Scotty Bowmans of the world that, you know, have done so much for my career. Obviously, my parents, my family, that kind of stuff. So,
when do you start doing that?
I have not put the. I think I can get through 5 minutes pretty damn easy.
you're going to wing it?
I'm just going to wing it. Yes, I am.
Dave, do you remember the first time your dad took you to the rink when you were playing minor hockey in the car?
Sure do. You know, obviously we go back to that building a lot. You know, they've now put that building in my name, so every time I'm back in Hamilton, I do something for the building. You know, those are the times that, you know, are really, really special. You know, him driving, getting home from work, I'm meeting him at the top of the street, and, you know, we're on our way to, you know, St. Catharines, Niagara Falls, well, and, you know, those are the times that, you know, I remember vividly of my minor hockey with, you know, my family in Hamilton. So that's where it all starts. That's where it all started.
Darren, ask him the question, if it was baseball.
Okay, if it was baseball.
Yep.
What uniform would you wear?
Tough one. Really? You know, it's a tough one. Thank God I don't have to do it, right? I'm really happy about that.
I think Buffalo.
Tell us.
I know you won the Cup, Tampa, but Buffalo is...
And nobody will know. Just tell us.
Yeah.
nobody would know. Well, I mean, as you can see in the marketing material that's out there now, right? What jersey is it? And, you know, it's a Buffalo Sabre jersey. Am I remembered as a Buffalo Sabre? You know, maybe not. But I think, you know, deep down inside, that's where it started. You know, I got 13 years there, lots of goals there, lots of family, lots of friends that are all still there that I'm still in contact with. So, you know, I can't disregard, you know, the New Jersey Devils, or I can't disregard the Toronto Maple Leafs, the great years I had there, and obviously winning the Cup. But, you know, I think you go back to, you know, where it all started.
There were days that you hated Scotty and you like him now. The farther you get away from Scotty, the more you like him. Was that fair to say?
Yeah, I do. I still got the whip marks on my back, right? You know, they symbolize, you know, him pushing me on. You know, hated him when I was there. My first, you know, hey, listen, I'm a 19-year-old kid, right? And you got Scotty Bowman breathing down your neck, telling you it's a 200-foot ice surface, not 60. And, you know, I learned a lot. Now that you go through your career, I think back on it, like, thank God I had him. And he put me on the right path and, you know, made me realize that what it was to be a professional and what it was, you know, to play the full 200 feet. So I do owe a lot to him for drafting me. I owe a lot to him my first 5 years of, you know, getting me down the right path for sure.
Dave Andrzejczyk.
By the way, I just timed that. That was a minute, so you got 4 minutes left in
okay.
this speech. Okay.
See, yeah, I'm done. Right. That's I can't even.
And no Linda yet.
That's why I'm. Maybe I shouldn't wing it. You're right.
Dave I'll just tell Lindy next time you see him that he meant a lot to you. That's all I would do.
That's right.
When I see him in the golf course there in Buffalo, maybe I'll have to tell him that.
Chatting with Dave Andrzejczyk, about to be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. A couple of memories that I would like you to just give us. Your first goal, maybe who passed you the puck and who you scored on, and then your favorite goal.
Lots of favorites. First goal, first game against Quebec. Maybe Bouchard is the goalie. I really don't know. But, you know, I probably ended up with another 400 of those was a rebound in front of the net. not pretty. It went on my stick, off my stick, in the net. That was my first goal. So my favorite goal...
Or most memorable?
A few big ones. I mean, maybe the 500th goal in New Jersey. You know, it took me about a week and a half. It felt like 4 months, but it took me almost 2 weeks to get it from 499. I think the lead up, the Jacques Lemaire talking about it, you know, the celebration as a team, you know, that was very, very cool. I mean, you know, there's a few goals in Toronto, you know, the 50th goal in Toronto in Winnipeg, you know, might have been my first 50 goal season. You know, that was a cool one.
Did you have a goalie's number?
Say again?
Was there one goalie that you just felt like you could have one of those breakout nights with or against?
Well, I would have to say it was Darren Pang, but you know there wasn't because I lit him up.
There was a lot of guys. Too, so. You're a lot of the guys in that boat.
Yeah. There's a bunch of us. Yeah. Who did I get a lot? You know, I mean, I liked playing against the Boston Bruins. I actually went there because of that, because they played so well in Boston. You know, the Buffalo-Boston days of shit. We played them, 15 times one year?
Yeah.
You know, a few exhibitions, eight regular season, seven in the playoffs. So, you know, I think Boston-Buffalo days, you know, were probably my best.
Any coincidence, Dave, both buildings, Buffalo and Boston, were a lot smaller than anything else in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, agreed. And I think that, you know, obviously suited to my game. So, yeah, you're right.
Dave,
you're right there for sure.
Is there anybody in the game today that, you know, I'm thinking back to watching you for 23 years and being in the league a lot of those years that you played. Is there anybody today that reminds you of yourself in the game? Now, we know the game's changed, but is there anybody that played a similar style to you today?
You know, you look, I mean, they're all faster than me, no doubt. Everybody in the league now is faster than I was.
And they were then, but you still played.
Yeah.
And still Hall of Famer.
I agree. As John Tortorella said, you know, can't skate a lick, but for some reason he gets it done.
Somebody said that a guy's not very fast, but he wins all the races for the puck.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, who in today's game, you know, has stands in front of the net and, you know, has that kind of presence in front? I mean, there might be a bunch of guys on teams, but it's hard to, because the game has changed so much. Yeah. You know, nobody really just stays in front anymore. There's lots of guys in and out of there, so. And they all can skate, right? Everybody can skate now. All the lines can skate. All four lines can skate.